once again to the Spitter Podcast, once again with your old pals, Bob and Andrew, and it is All-Star time, and we are all in when it comes to All-Star time. June 3rd through the 25th is when you get to vote for your favorites, and then once the most votes have been tabulated, then June 29th to July 2nd is when the starters are counted. So we've gone through, Andrew's gone through the American League, I've gone through the National League, and we now present you our votes for the positions. You want to start with first base in the American League?
For first base in the American League, I put down Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Da-da-da-ding! I was late again. I can't believe it. I'm sorry. Why did you go with Vladdy?
Last year in the World Series, he was probably one of the best players on their team. He carried them all the way through the series. He's a known power hitter, and he has decent defensive skills to try and make sure no balls go away.
I hear you. I appreciate your opinion. My question is, what do you say about the three home runs he's hit this year?
I did not check that.
So what's really awesome is that on the MLB.com All-Star Ballot page, it gives you the stats. It gives you the batting average. It gives you home runs. It gives you RBIs. If he's hit three home runs, I can only assume, not having heard anything, which is kind of weird, that he is probably hurt.
I was looking at more RBIs, and I was really just going off of what's it?
Past performance, yeah.
Reputation. It was very heavy on past reputation.
You and 90% of the voters, so don't feel bad. I would probably...
I kind of want to change my vote now to Wilson Contreras. He was my first vote anyway.
I would go with Wilson Contreras just because he's hitting, what, 290...
296 with 14 taters.
Yeah, and...
41 RBIs and a 932 OPS. But if you look right below Vladdy, you have Nick Kurtz, right, who I have never heard, probably because he's been hurt from his name. But he's hitting 286 with 16 home runs and a 974 OPS.
And a little farther down is Ben Rice, who we saw play in
Ben Rice.
when he was a rookie, 293 with 19 home runs. And if we're only going off of offense, I would probably go with Rice.
I was rushing this, as you could probably guess.
You
weren't,
right? You had all day. I was sitting back here like selling tickets. So the only thing, and here's something, right? Rice has played in 40 games, and he's got 19 homers.
That's not almost a 50% rate for a homer.
That's not bad.
He's the definition of a power hitter at this point.
Let's see. Do they have? No, they don't. All right. So, by the way, thanks to Baseball Reference for providing additional stats. What stats does the ballot not have? Wait, is that fielding? Proper grammar? Hold on. What stats do? What stats are not on the ballot that it would be helpful to have?
Fielding percentage, ERA, and bases stolen.
Yeah. So
and general ranks among like other voters.
Right. All of those things would be exceptionally helpful to have. Let's see here. I just want to look up. Rice has played in 40 games. I want to see if that's all told or if that's just for at first base. And that's he's been in 64 games. So I'm assuming the other 24 he's played at other positions.
But maybe DH. I don't know.
Yeah. So I would go. Yeah, I'd probably go.
I think Wilson Contreras, sorry for everybody that's a fan of him, is like the only real first baseman that is better than any of the other people I've listed. I don't know.
I'd be happy to see. I'd be happy to see Contreras, Rice, or Kurtz. I would be happy to see Kurtz just because he hasn't made one before, to my knowledge.
And also, he's an A. Yeah, and they're hurting.
Yeah, and the chances of them getting anybody in are not real high. First base in the National League is absolutely loaded. You've got Matt Olson.
Understatement of the year.
Who's got 20 dingers, 270 average, 51 RBI. You've got Burleson in St. Louis, hitting 287 with 13 home runs.
We have your boyfriend, Freddie Freeman.
Man crush. I'm not afraid to. I'm not afraid to admit that. Yeah, absolutely. By the way, you know what Freddie Freeman's fielding percentage is this year?
What?
1,000. As in, no errors whatsoever. Hitting 275, but 11 home runs. Bowers has almost as good of a fielding percentage, and 13 home runs. But I think Olsen, just with the power numbers, I would be happy to see Olsen and Freeman together, and I think that's probably what we'll get based on past years. All right, second base. Who were the top performers that you had to choose from?
There, by reputation, there is Jose Altuve, but since he's hitting 238, I'm not going to choose him. There's Michael Massey, Chase Meadroth. I can't see his last name. It's all blurred out.
Yeah, Meadroth. Yeah, and he's with Chicago.
Yeah, there's Gleyber Torres, and then the one that I chose, Ernie Clement, with a 304 average, 7 home runs, and a 784 OPS. He seems like one of the bigger contact hitters in my lineup so far.
There aren't a whole lot of guys who are batting above 300 this year, and anybody who is, then I'm absolutely giving a second look. And this was second base?
Yeah, one person I certainly would not have chosen was Jazz Chisholm. He's hitting 229 with 9 homers, 29 RBIs, and a 718 OPS.
Yeah, but he swings for the fences every time. Doesn't that count for anything?
No. Unless it actually does something, I'm not going to count it.
Clement, 972 fielding percentage, 6 errors in 477 innings. So he's had a pretty decent number of chances, but his fielding percentage is not certainly not up there. Albies with Atlanta is out there, has only committed 1 error.
Okay, stop rubbing it in.
Did you have a backup for your guy?
Clement?
Yeah.
I did for a second, but Gleyber Torres probably would have been my bigger one, and my emergency would be Duran for the Rangers.
Yeah, Duran looked pretty good, 286. Andrew's still figuring out that anything that you twitch, fiddle with, flip papers back and forth, whatever, anything can be source for fodder for the microphone. Duran's only played 22 games at second, so that would be my issue there. And as far as anybody else's here, games, Albies.
How's Altuve doing on defense? His offensive numbers are not good at all in the slightest, but hopefully his defense makes up for that.
Well, any game I've seen or heard, he has not been doing particularly well. In fact, I'm not even seeing him in the top 100 for...
I dodged a bullet.
Yeah, I don't... let's see here. Where is he? Let's go back up. Again, thanks to Baseball Reference for providing not only stats but in alphabetical, but also in fielding percentage. Altuve, 987. That's not bad. I guess I caught the two games where he committed an error. 48 games at second. I just don't think he has much in the way of range anymore.
No, he's old.
But yeah, 987 is not bad, but his batting average is terrible. But because he's a name, he may end up getting there.
By the way, who do you have at your shorty for a second?
I've got Xavier Edwards from Miami. 299, sorry. 6 homers, 25 runs driven in. Arias, I hate
the Giants.
I really hate watching him hit.
He has 2 home runs and 26 RBIs.
He fouls off a ball and he looks like he just hit a home run. I mean, it's just this swagger and the whole look. And he doesn't look like he's having any fun either, I really hate watching him play. But you know what he's hitting?
312?
319.
Okay.
Yeah. 319. So, you know, okay. He's one of the best hitters that we have in the game, and that should account, I think, for something.
Was Ozzy in your, like, top five or top three?
Albies?
Ozzy Albies?
Yeah, just on reputation.
What about Brandon Lowe? His average is low, like his name, but he has 17 home runs for a second baseman. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but he's hitting 240. Albies is hitting 279, 10 homers, 37 RBIs, and he's second in fielding percentage. So I'd certainly be fine if he made it. He's an outstanding player. I'd like to see Edward in there, but I'm also kind of an underdog guy. Although Edwards has 4 errors and Albies only has 1, so I'm kind of talking myself out of picking him. But
moving on, who do you have for third base for the National League?
Max Muncy, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm surprised.
971 fielding percentage. He has turned himself into a really good fielder. That clown down in San Diego, Machado, is hitting 90, has a 986 fielding percentage.
You know what's hurting me and making me confused? Alex Bregman's on the Cubs.
Yes. Yes, he went for the Astros, then he went to the Red Sox, where I believe we saw him play when we were at Fenway.
Oh, yeah, when he had like a 150 average. He was hitting .150. Max looks like the best there by a long shot. Nick Gonzalez hasn't beat an average, but I don't think he's going to be that good in the field, is he?
He hasn't played that much in the field. So, I think Muncy all the way around. Although, shout out to Key Brian Hayes and his 142 batting average.
How did he get on here?
There has to be a position player from every team on the ballot to start. But yeah, but I think Muncy's...
Austin Riley is not doing well at all. 203 with only 8 home runs.
You know, that guy just has a problem staying healthy is a big part of his problem. But who'd you have for third?
I went for a full power hitter. I went for Miguel Vargas.
Former Dodger, understandable.
247, 16 home runs, 44 RBIs, and 860 OPS. Not the best stats, but I saw the RBIs and the number of homers.
Right.
And I just liked it because, I don't know, I wanted to have a power hitter.
All right, I've got to ask, though, what about Jung from Texas?
Texas?
Yeah.
Josh, he's decent contact. His OPS was lower, and so is his home runs and RBIs.
Right.
The only thing he was beating him in is average.
All right, let's hear it. 972 fielding percentage. Vargas is...
It was like a 960. It wasn't
970. Good.
Not so, the best.
And I forget, it's been a minute since I've heard a Rangers game. But is it Young or is it Jung?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Yeah.
I can look it up real quick.
Sure, why don't you do that? All right, and while you're doing that, we're stalling for time. Then we'll move on to shortstop, which Otto Lopez is fourth in errors, which is not something that you want to see, but he's 12th in double plays turned, and he's hitting .343. C.J. Abrams and Eli De La Cruz. De La Cruz has actually improved a lot this year. I'm kind of impressed with his improvement. They're in the .280, .290, 12 to 14 home run range. I'm sure De La Cruz will probably get a look, but any .343 in a full season so far, I think you've got to go with Lopez.
For the record, you say it like Young.
It is Young.
Okay. It is like it's a young child. You say it like that.
Well, here's what's funny is that I looked at it and I said, that's Young, but then I second-guessed myself because I'd never seen it spelled and pronounced at the same time. Like, I'll bet it's actually Jung, and I was incorrect. But see, that's one thing where I thought I was wrong once, Andrew, but I was just mistaken.
Okay. Right. My shortstop, no surprise, is Bobby Witt Jr.
Fair enough.
He's leading in almost every stat on this ballot for shortstops in the American League. And he's amazing in the field. He's fast. I have him as like one of my only speedsters on my team.
Right.
and I think he would just be a great addition to lock down the left side.
The stolen base is a disappearing element from baseball, except for the teams who come in who are desperate because they don't have much in the way of power. Witt's an outstanding choice. I'm sure he will be selected. If Detroit is going to have anybody represent, though, Kevin McGonigal.
That wasn't a bad choice by them.
I think
Kevin McGonigal's higher half.
Well, he's 277.
277.
And he's, the problem is the Tigers haven't done much. So I'm not sure.
That's an understatement.
I'm not sure how many Tigers fans are going to be at the ballpark to vote on their favorite shortstop. But I would be happy to see McGonigal make it as a backup. All right, so let's see. Let me look up something real quick. Whit McGonigal's.
Do you want me to say my catcher?
McGonigal, 970 fielding percentage. Whit, 984. Yeah, nice.
So, the catcher that I nominated for the American League is Shea Langeliers from the Sacramento A's, technically.
Absolutely, the Sacramento A's.
I mean, we saw him last year. He was pretty good. I think he hit a home run to give them the lead over the Dodgers in the early parts of the game before we came back and smoked them. But he has a .281 average, 18 home runs, 36 RBIs, and .883 OPS.
Nice.
While OPS and average are lower than Ryan Jeffers, he has higher power numbers and more RBIs. And I think he's played more games than Jeffers has.
Nice. For the Dodgers, I would go with Dalton Rushing all day, just because he's obviously the best. But no, he's not. But he's having a really good rookie season.
except for the challenges.
Except for the challenges, yeah. One for his first 13, I think. No, William Contreras, one error on the year. Actually, it depends on where you look. What I'm looking at right now says no errors. 23 assists, which is pretty impressive, and has 1,000 fielding percentage. He's also hitting .295. Baldwin, though, has a slightly higher average, and Drake Baldwin from Atlanta.
But he's only
played in about half the games. Contreras.
Yeah, didn't we do a section on him? Didn't we do a... There was a small paragraph about him in one of your reviews.
Your first story, your first post for the Spitter was an investigation as to how awesome William Contreras was.
What about Liam Hicks?
Hicks also has nice stats for Miami. Only two errors, a .992 fielding percentage. And as I recall, I think he's hitting pretty well too, isn't he?
I hate to point out the elephant in the ballot, Daniel Susak. Never heard of him, but he has a .300 average.
Yes.
No home runs, 13 RBIs, and .733 OPS.
Yeah, 13 RBIs, no home runs tells me that he probably hasn't played all that much. Hicks doesn't have doesn't have quite the numbers. But again, another Marlin who's having a
really pretty good season.
A really good year.
The Marlins could be a threat if they knew how to use their players.
I think they're working on something. Also, I got Susak on here. I've got him with the Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah. 25 games. So hasn't played, and I don't know if he's not part of the. He's the part of the Sacramento area. Susak's. Previous. Was it a cousin?
How did you figure that out?
I looked it up, but there's a Sacramento family of Susaks who have made the major leagues, and yeah, he was in Roseville. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think I've called a game that he was in at the high school level. So congratulations to Mr. Susak for your first appearance on the Spitter. No, much less the All-Star ballot. I mean, okay. Which one's really more important?
No comment. But for the sake of outfielders, do you want to go person for person or go three and then three?
Well, I went like seven, so I'm not sure how many they're going to take. I think they usually take
six. You can only vote for three people.
I know. Oh, who's your catcher was Longoria's, right?
Yeah, Shea.
Okay.
And also, he seems like a great guy. I like Shea.
There you go. Hey, he's a good guy. Let's vote for good guys this year. Absolutely. Go for it. Who's your first vote for outfield?
Randy Arozarena.
Nice.
291 average, 7 home runs, 33 RBIs, and an 825 OPS.
Okay.
He has decent contact, and he has, I think, about 20 stolen bases this year so far.
Right.
So, right up there with Bobby Witt.
All right. So you went with offense?
I went with offense and speed. Yes.
Fair enough. He's also appeared in 69 games, and he has a 1,000 fielding percentage.
Hey, finally.
Nailed it. Nicely done. Only one assist, though, so that means they might have to have a ball boy or something stand next to him so he can toss the ball to him so that he can throw it in.
I don't know.
Or maybe not. I don't know. All right, so that's your first.
What's yours? Wait, can I take a guess?
Sure.
PCA, Pete Crum Armstrong.
You know, I love his defense. I love his speed. He leads all of baseball in chances, which means he has gotten to more balls than anybody.
Or Corbin Carroll.
Even more than Carroll. He's hitting 267, which is much better than he has in the past. He is on the ballot. I think as far as combination. Yeah, you know, I think a combination of speed, power, average. I think Michael Harris, I think, is probably the best outfielder.
Michael Harris the second?
Yeah.
If you want pure average, Jung-Hoo Lee.
Yeah.
For the Giants. I hate to call out a Giants player.
That's okay. That's
but right. He has a 331 average.
Wow.
That's insane. But how many games has he played?
For Lee?
For Jung-Hoo Lee.
I can look that up. L-I or L...
L-E-E.
L-E-E. 63 games.
Full season.
Yeah, one error, 982. So... You would go with Lee.
But that's... No, he's a national player. I can't use him.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I've got like 8 guys.
Jung-Hoo Lee, 331, 3 home runs, 24 RBIs. He's a contact hitter, but...
He said 331. That's pretty impressive.
Then there's Marsh, who's hitting 322.
Yeah. And so I've got...
Man, the National League is stacked.
Lee doesn't have any hit for any power.
Yeah, he's a contact hitter. So
you've got Soto.
Most of the people that I've heard you list are power hitters.
Well, I like to try to combine power, average, and defense. Soto's only played 31 games in the outfield. So
I didn't call out Soto though.
Yeah, I know, but I did. Because he's hitting 295 with 15 home runs. So he's played different positions, and I think as far as full time outfielders, I would go Andy Páez.
Did you almost call him Andy?
Andy.
Andy
Páez. Michael Harris the second, and I think PCA. I think those are my three. With honorable mentions going to Brandon Marsh, who's hitting 322.
Crazy.
Mickey Moniak's hitting 280. He's only been in like...
Excuse me, who?
Mickey Moniak for the Rockies. He's only appeared in 34 games, but he's got 12 home runs, and he's hitting 280.
Oh, so I see him.
That's Soto... 295, 15. Jordan Walker, 3 errors, but he's hitting 294 with 18 homers. I mean, he's an up-and-coming star. James Wood, he's got 20 home runs. He's got more home runs than any of them. So Wood will probably, hopefully, be in the home run contest at least. But I would go, I think it's probably going to be, if I had to say it, I'm going to say it's probably Páez, Harris, just because Páez, because he's a Dodger, and so the Dodgers are going to vote. PCA, then probably, Marsh, because he's got more name recognition, Soto, and one of the three, Walker, Wood, and Lee. But those first three are the ones that are mine. All right, DH.
I haven't listed my last two.
Oh, sorry, go for it.
I only listed a Rosarena.
All right.
I have Byron Buxton is my second outfielder.
Okay.
276 average. Right. Okay, but with 22 home runs.
Right.
35 RBIs and a 936 OPS. That's stupidly high.
He's not bad. And if memory serves, he's got speed.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of speed.
He does, but I don't know how many stolen bases he has this year.
I don't know, but I can look it up in a second. And then I can come back to you and we can pretend like you knew the whole time. Buxton's played 43 games.
But with 22 homers in 43 games?
Yeah. Let's see here. So go ahead. And who's your third guy?
Carlos Cortez for the A's. 305 average, 6 home runs, more of a contact hitter, 21 RBIs, and 874 OPS. But a fun little fact about him, he's ambidextrous.
Oh.
He throws with both hands.
Wow.
If you look him up on Baseball Reference, it will show hits left, throws both. So I think that's pretty cool.
Nice. Buxton is, like I said, 43 games in the outfield, and then also has been a good enough hitter that they've put him in DH. For 17 games.
So how many swim bases does he have?
Just off the top of my head, while I'm thinking about it, six.
Yeah, he doesn't have much. He has speed. He just doesn't like to use
it. He's had it. He stole 29 back in 2017. And
he's just not using it anymore.
Well, and that's a byproduct of
the game.
Well, and also he's 32, and depending on what the manager wants him to do, and if they decide not to steal bases, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so designated hitter.
Who do you have?
I have some guy named Sohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani.
Oh!
Why not Troy Johnston?
That guy. Why not Troy Johnston? 317, 3 home runs, 34 RBIs.
Not much of a DH. Never mind.
Well, 3 home runs in Colorado is not great. Ohtani's got the highest batting average of anybody. I'm guessing Johnston hasn't appeared in too many games.
Probably not.
It really isn't close. Actually, Casey Smith's had a good year. 276, 15 home runs. Ohtani's going in as a pitcher as well, we think. Maybe. We don't know. Yelich is sitting 279. Schwarber will also be going either as the starter or the backup. 247 with 24 home runs and 42 RBIs.
You know who's better than that? Yordan Alvarez. 326 average, 24 home runs, 54 RBIs, and 1,084 OPS.
Man.
I think he takes it.
I hate seeing that guy come up against the Dodgers, but he is fun to watch. He's fun to watch in his approach at the plate.
Another guy that I was looking at, Yandy Diaz.
Yeah.
320 average, but only 12 home runs and 46 RBIs with a 915 OPS.
Yeah.
Still really good, just not as good as a Rosarena.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-oh, I did something. I clicked on something and I made my ballot go away.
Oh,
hashtag
you.
Hashtag sad face.
You failure.
I'm not. Oopsie daisy. All right, so pitchers.
I didn't think about it.
Well, from what we know, who would we be looking forward to seeing?
I would want Aroldis Chapman as a reliever / closer. Paul Skeens, just off the top of my head. Yamamoto.
Yeah, he's had a good year. It hasn't been a great year, but he's had a good year.
I can't think of any other pitchers.
Mizorowski with Milwaukee.
Oh yeah,
he's been outstanding. Sanchez with Philadelphia is probably going. Both of them have sub 2.0 ERAs. Mizorowski, I think, threw one up there at 105 yesterday.
Yeah, he broke the record.
Yeah, So those, I think those two guys are going. Skeens has been solid.
Yamamoto's been good for the last 2 years.
Yeah. Schlittler for the Yankees.
Who?
Schlittler. Don't you remember? He came in the postseason, and he led the Yankees.
Oh. Aroldis Chapman is like, he gets up to 103, 104. Yeah. But he's a closer.
Yeah. I'm not a fan, but I would never vote for him. Just because I'm not a fan. But his ERA is 0.44. That's not bad. So I'm sure he'll be there.
Yeah, no, that's horrible. Yeah.
Mason Miller from the Padres, he's got 19 saves. Cade Smith for Cleveland's got 23.
Mm-hmm. Sasaki, maybe, as a closer?
Yeah, no. No, for the Dodgers? No. He's been a...
He's a hit or miss.
He's been a poor starter, is what he's been.
That's why I said as a reliever.
Yeah. We'll see.
Because he can throw good for one inning.
Right.
And then he tries to kiss 100 every pitch, and then he throws it away.
So I wonder... So this, it's often starters and closers. I wonder if they will go with any middle relievers. A couple guys. Clay Holmes from the Mets, 2.39 ERA. No, he's a starter, too. Let's see here. Where's relief appearances? There we go. Brad Lord from Washington, 2.20 ERA in 21 games. Aaron Ashby, 2.72 ERA for Milwaukee in 31 games. Those are a couple guys who have been relievers. Who else is Senzatella with Colorado? You got to have one player from each team. So that could be. That could be your guy from Colorado. So we'll see. I don't know. But, hey, so there you go. That's just the first round. And then whoever gets picked, then there's going to be a second round. And then we'll come back to you with a podcast episode from the second round. So any final thoughts?
I think that the National League probably has better players overall. But there are some figures from the American League that could probably help tip the scales in some ways.
There's a guy that you did not mention who a lot of people are going to vote for regardless of what he's doing. Aaron Judge?
Yeah.
Is there a reason you did not select him?
Let me think for a second. 248 average.
Right.
17 home runs.
All right.
38 RBIs. Pretty good. 908 OPS. He chokes.
Yeah, but his past, you can't go on past experience. It's got to be, how is he doing this year? And this year he's been off.
Besides, I found other people better than him.
He's been off, and there are a bunch of outfielders I think that have put up better numbers than he has. So there you go. Sorry, Aaron. Maybe better luck next year. So, hey, thanks for listening to the Spitter Podcast. It is available in multiple locations. Andrew found it on Spotify. We're working to get it up on Apple. And put it other places where you can hear it. And hopefully you enjoyed what you heard. And hopefully we've all learned something today. Or not. Okay. Anyway, hey, he's Andrew. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you for listening.
And I'm Bob, what he said. And we'll catch you next time on The Spitter at thespitter.com.